graphic nature of this program, listener discretion is advised.
Hi, this is WWE Hall of Famer Mean Gene Okerlund, and you're listening to Suplex City Limits. Great show. Couple of all good pricks as far as I'm concerned. Please. Yeah. Truly.
Oh, Sasha and Bailey, what can I do for you?
Next week, we want Charlotte and Nia.
Well, when you come into my office, I suggest you take the bass out of your voice. Because regardless of the fact that your little t-shirt says you're the legit boss, the only boss in this room is me.
Welcome, thank you for downloading episode 92 of Suplex City Limits for January 14th, 2017. Puff Puff Pass, it's your boy, the King of Bong Style Jim Vicious, joined as always by the hawk to my animal.
Mr. Tyler Fudge.
Welcome.
I do feel welcome.
Whatever you're doing, thank you for downloading. Welcome to the show, friend.
Boy, what Suplex. A week.
Oh, indeed. Suplex City Limits, available for listening everywhere fine podcasts are found. Join 20,400 other enlightened souls by following us on Twitter at Suplex City Limit. And if you'd like to pick up a t-shirt, we have 4 designs available at Pro Wrestling Tees. Buy them shits so we can buy tacos.
What kind of tacos do you prefer?
What kind of taco? I actually don't prefer taco.
I'm a more of a burrito guy.
Yeah, I'm more of a burrito guy than a taco guy.
Yeah, I don't like the mess.
Although we have, do have the technology now for flat bottom hard shell tacos.
Wait, it's right up there.
What?
Is that basically just a taco shell that's flat?
Well, it's just like a hard shell taco, but it's flat on the bottom so you can sit it down.
Oh, I remember the commercial when they nailed the nails into the table. Can you remember that commercial? The old right. El Paso? Yeah.
It's one of mankind's greatest inventions. It right is. Up there with like the internet and penicillin.
Shredded cheese, too.
Shredded cheese.
I'm a big fan of shredded cheese.
I haven't eaten yet, so this is just making me hungry.
I haven't either, so like we need to just get off of this food topic and just start talking about wrestling.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Talk about the week in wrestling. Later this weekend is the WWE UK tournament.
Yeah. Well, depending on when you're listening to it, it may have happened.
It could have. I guess you're right. It depends when you're listening.
Well, because, it's Saturday and Sunday.
Mm-hmm. I won't be around for the Saturday, so I don't know, but. It should be good, man. It should be interesting. I'm not familiar with a lot of these guys, but.
I'm not either. I know of like Trent Seven and guys like that, but.
Right.
Other than that, I don't think this weekend's going to be a great weekend for it because you're going to have a lot of it's like the Cruiserweight Classic the first week. It was basically you knew who was going to win these matches, blah, blah, blah. Mm. But next week, when they whittle it down to like the final eight or whatever, that should be really good.
No, I think I think the whole thing wraps up today and tomorrow.
Really?
Yeah, this thing will be over by tomorrow.
Huh.
So I guess it's 16 guys. What they'll get down to, maybe they'll get down to 4 today. They'll get down to 8 guys. I don't know. They'll probably just do the 8 matches, huh?
Maybe,
and then
yeah.
Tomorrow they'll do the rest of them.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
Should be interesting. See if people can make it without getting injured and shit.
Yeah. It's a G1 type ordeal there.
But I haven't seen any big guys in this, right? I mean, a lot of little dudes.
I think the biggest guy would be Wolfgang. And I've always thought Wolfgang was like a out-of-shape Triple H. I'm not a big fan of Wolfgang at all, but apparently everybody else likes him.
Mm-hmm. I guess I'm not familiar. A lot of times, man, it's not a race, so it can't be racist. I don't know what it would be, but a lot of times, man, British wrestlers, they all just blend into me. They're all just like the same kind of thing. They're all just like pasty white, short dudes. You know what I'm saying?
You know what I think it might be is the British wrestling scene is quite different from everywhere else. You know, like the style of wrestling, the catch wrestling, if you will. So I think it might be just like that genre where it's not so familiar to us here in North America, just molds together itself. Maybe.
I don't know, man. I'm into that old school shit.
Yeah, me too. But not everybody is.
I'm saying the dudes look the same.
Some of them do, for sure.
A really big hit there. Woo!
But then you get like guys like Tommy End and Mikey Whiplash and what's his name? I can't remember. But like a lot of there are some guys that really stand out, like the Sumerian Death Squad. They're
right.
Huge for motherfuckers.
For every one of those though, there's like 10 pasty little white dudes with normal haircuts.
Yeah, no, there's 10 Mark Andrews.
Yeah, there's 10 Mandrews.
Yeah.
Hope they don't call them Mandrews.
I hope they have the good decency.
And we watched one of the TNA Bound for Bankruptcy or something this last year. We covered it. We watched it, Rando and I, in the same room, which is like, when's the last time you watched wrestling in the same room with somebody? But it was like Mandrews.
Yeah,
what?
Mandrews.
And then they have those low-rent Hype Bros guys, whatever the fuck they're called.
Oh, the Robbie E. and the guy from Big Brother, Jesse Godders. Yeah.
Yeah, they had some other, like, kind of silly wordplay name.
Yeah. Yeah, it's something like, because he was originally a Jersey Shore gimmick, Robbie E. So like, he's kept that kind of.
He is, he's wrestled around here on the indies and shit. He's, by all accounts, a good wrestler.
Yeah.
But let's talk about some news.
Yes.
There's not a lot of news, really, this week, honestly.
No, it's very slow. Like the news stories that I have, some of them are very, I'm not going to speak about this unless we absolutely have to. You know what I mean?
Yeah, there's not a lot. I mean, this one, Anthem, aired the wrong episode of TNA in Canada.
Yes, and let me tell you something. It ruined my fucking week because I do an Impact review for Vulture Hound magazine, right? And so I go to watch it on Thursday. I'm like, this is not this week's episode. This is last week's episode. What the fuck? And so I had to wait till late last night.
Right. So, and then I saw things online about, an appearance from Josh Barnett. Was that on this episode?
Oh, sorry. I thought you had something else to say.
No. Was that this episode?
No. That's taped for like in 3 weeks. Technically, he beat Bobby Lashley for the title, but on a technicality, Bobby Lashley got it back.
Well, what you see here is you think that he won, but really he didn't, you see?
The classic dusty finish.
That's what we do. And dude, it was so funny. I saw a bunch of TNA marks online. Like, who the fuck is this guy? And, oh, this is a joke. And it's like, he's Josh fucking Barnett, dude.
He's a fucking wrestler.
He's like, they're like, he isn't a wrestler. I'm like, he is a wrestler for one.
In Japan.
And I'm like, we had it on Eddie Edwards was a viable champion. I'm like, Eddie Edwards is, and like, I don't even know who this fucking guy is. He's an MMA guy too, not? Or am I confusing him?
Eddie Edwards, can you remember the American Wolves with Davey Richards?
Okay, yeah.
Eddie Edwards is the not as good member of the American Wolves.
Oh, Jesus. Some other Edwards is an MMA fighter wrestler guy, yeah?
You're probably right. I'm not too all up on my MMA bullshit, so.
I don't know. I mean, so, okay, regardless. I actually thought Josh Barnett as champion could be cool, eh?
Yeah.
I like Josh Barnett.
I'm a fan, talk, too.
He's fucking badass. He likes, like, fucking grind death metal and shit. Hi, man.
See, he announces rocking New Japan. You gotta love him for that.
You see him rocking like Black Dahlia Murder shirts and shit. Like, fuck yeah.
He's a bad looking motherfucker too. Like, he looks like he'll just rip you apart.
Right, and people are like, who's this shitty version of Brock Lesnar? Like, I don't know. To me, I thought it was like, it kind of popped me actually. I was like, oh, that's interesting. I might have to actually like take a look at this.
Yeah. Well, but... sorry.
They didn't seem to like it, though, the TNA faithful.
The TNA faithful, though, they like it when it's at its worst, too, though. So you can't really trust their opinion.
But, they like it when it's at its worst.
Yeah, they do. People stuck around when Hogan and Bischoff were there. Come on.
Oh, God. Yeah. When Brooke Hogan was part of Angles.
Ugh, gross.
Oh, God. Yeah. So they aired the wrong episode. That's pretty fucking funny. The first one, right? I mean.
Yeah, and the app in the UK crashed as well.
Oh, yeah, their new Impact app.
The only way to watch it in the UK.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What was it, $10 or is it $5?
I have no idea. Not a clue. I can't even look at it because I'm in Canada.
Rupees or shillings or fuck.
Whatever the Britons call it these days.
Are you fuckers? No, I just do shit like that because I know we have listeners over there and I just like to fuck them. Same with those kangaroo fuckers in Australia. Shoot on everyone's country. Oi. Who else we got? In Wales.
Biggest is it Wales in the UK? I see. I'm ignorant like that. I don't know if Wales is the UK.
But it's not. You know, it's not England.
Okay.
The biggest thing to come out of there is Tom Jones. Oh shit, that's good. We should have an episode where we just roast our listeners.
We could have them on one by one.
Oh Jesus! I bet they would love that. You come on the show, we'll fucking talk shit.
So, we'll rib you.
Yeah, that's what's going on in Impact. I mean, while we're here, you watched the wrong one. Did you ever get to watch the right one?
I did, and there's some parts were good, some parts are absolutely horrible. Like,
Tell me what's happening in the world of Impact.
The whole episode, they build the return of a former 3-time Knockouts champion that turns out to be Brooke Tessmacher. Nobody gives a shit. Then what's that?
Who is that? She wrestled there before?
She wrestled there before, and she was also in the WWE as, I don't know, some teacher gimmick. I can't remember. Yes. I wasn't watching at the time. Eli Drake, which seems to be one of the only redeeming factors of the show.
A lot of people are hot on that guy. I know a lot of people have been putting him over and shit, like people whose opinions I respect, so.
Yeah, I don't think he can wrestle worth a fuck, if you ask me. But his talking abilities is through the roof. He's the best talker TNA has for sure, bar none. He has almost like terrorism gimmick where he barges in on them getting, you know, doing makeup on their what used to be Christy Hemme, I don't know her name now, Kayla or something like that. And he takes the makeup guy and puts him on his knees and forces him to read a note because technically he's not allowed to speak on TNA television anymore. So. Mm. You know, stuff like that was cool. You had the Hardys against the American Wolves. It'd
be a lot cooler if that guy beheaded fucking Dixie Carter.
She's nowhere to be seen anymore.
I know, that's so good.
Yeah, but it still feels like the same TNA, so it's up in the air on whether or not they'll actually ever change.
Well, we should probably stop calling it TNA because it's not TNA anymore.
Yeah, it's Anthem Ventures Impact Wrestling.
Seriously, it's not just Impact?
When they opened up the show, Josh Matthews said that it was welcome to Impact Ventures, Impact Wrestling, or Anthem Ventures, whatever the fuck they want to call it.
They had to shoehorn. It's so weird, too, right? Like, they're like, oh, we have to shoehorn our name into it. We have to shoehorn our logo into it. What the fuck is that about?
Even the turbuckles have Anthem written on it.
That's stupid, man. People are like, what is Anthem?
Yeah, it's... Wow. It's a shitty deal, but whatever. They got money.
I guess, but it doesn't make any sense to me. You know? No. It's senseless. And what are the Hardys? There's a little shit going on with them and the Young Bucks. I guess that'll take place in Ring of Honor, if anything.
Yes. Yeah. I don't even know if that's televised.
Hmm.
I would hope so.
I haven't really been watching Ring of Honor lately.
I haven't either. But, I mean, it's so hard to watch everything. I know Kyle O'Reilly's probably leaving.
Right. Well, dude, when are you going to watch the shit? You know what I'm saying? Like, there's so much already. It's so crazy. Like, back in the day, you know, like, you'd be like, yeah, I want a bunch of wrestling. This is by far the most wrestling that's ever been available.
Oh.
And not only by technology of like the internet. I mean, it's like on TV if you were to get the channels, you know.
Yeah, there's wrestling everywhere. And it, even and you look at wrestling too, the quality of wrestling has never been better if you ask me. Because even if you look at lists of you know, top matches, if you go through chronologically of what people condemn to be five-star matches, you look at from 2015 to 2013, there's like 10.
Mm.
Right? And then you look, but it's all Japanese wrestling.
Oh, yeah, it's all like New Japan and shit.
Yeah, which it's the same matches over and over again. You know, Tanahashi and Okada over and over again, always a five-star match. It's kind of back to Kenji Muda and, or not Kenji Muda, Kenta Kobashi and Misawa, how they had like three or four matches that were considered amazing.
They are fucking amazing.
They are.
Fuck yeah, Misawa. I'm a huge Misawa fan.
Yeah, me too. Me too.
Fantastic. Yeah, I guess, man. I guess I could see that. I don't know what the golden age of in-ring. I guess it's got to be now, right? I mean,
it all has to come through taste too, as well. Because as wrestling progresses, you can't really look back and compare the two.
Well, you can compare, I suppose, like the quality of the in-ring or what people are doing. I don't know, man. I'm a big fan of like the early mid '90s, like Japan shit.
Oh, without a doubt, Wild Pegasus. Oh,
well, I can't. I don't know about that.
Figure I had to bring the murderer into this, right?
But you know, your Liger, Muda, Sasuke,
yeah,
Hayabusa. I mean, all those guys are all pretty fucking fantastic.
Oh, without a doubt.
I mean, like, do I think, I don't know. Do I think, like, Okada or Omega are as good as Great Sasuke? No.
it's hard to compare the two, and so it's completely different styles of wrestling as well.
Fair enough. That's a good offshoot discussion right there.
It was.
We have that on Suplex City Limits now. We have... Not just... Mm-hmm. I talked to Rando earlier today. We tried to play some Xbox together, and I could tell he didn't listen to last week, so that means he didn't hear us like shooting on him.
So he'll come into this one and it'll just be like, fuck.
If he does, if he listens, right?
Yeah.
You egg sucking dog.
You who?
You, your mother's a whore. His mother's a really nice lady, actually.
I'm sure Randall's a nice person, so I would imagine he was raised by nice people.
I just think it's a funny thing to, like, when he leaves, just start shooting on him, you know? It's a good fucking angle. It's working an angle.
Yeah. Working for a build.
There you go. Oh, man, we should talk about this. Pro Wrestling Illustrated, which, I mean, I guess you're 5 years younger than me. Maybe you guys grew up paying $2 more for an issue of this than we do.
I never bought Pro Wrestling Illustrated, ever.
There's a side thing there. Why are like magazines and books more expensive in Canada?
Everything is, because like, you take, how much do you pay for a video game?
$60.
$79. Yeah. The PlayStation. What is the? What did you pay for your Xbox?
Well, I got mine at launch, so I paid like $500.
Okay, fair enough. Can't compare that one.
I think now they're like
$300. Well, we pay roughly about $340, $350, sometimes $399, depending if it's a bundle.
I mean, but that's just like your money. I mean, that's just like a conversion thing.
Well, yeah, to a certain extent, but mm-hmm. You take as well, like, this is a newer example, the Nintendo Switch that just like didn't launch, but you can pre-order it starting yesterday. My buddy mm-hmm. went and bought it, and it was $399 compared to the Americans $299.
Yeah, did he dust off his Wii U and trade it in?
I don't think he bought a Wii U. I don't think anybody bought a Wii U.
The Nintendo Dreamcast, mark my words. The final iteration of Nintendo Home Console. Here it is, it's coming.
The Nintendo Dreamcast?
Well, yeah, like the Sega Dreamcast is like the final fucking... Yeah, so like, I had said that before. I was like, the Wii U, I was like, this thing is the Saturn, dude. This is like the Nintendo Saturn. Here it comes.
It really put a dent.
Yeah, well... I don't know. I'm never buying a Nintendo fucking console. It can eat my ass. They would be so much. This is a not wrestling. I apologize. I just want to get this out there because I think about it all the time. Because I work in video games, you know, the video game industry. It's like, dude, if they would have not made the Wii U, and at that pivotal time between PS3 and 4 and 360 and 1, put out that new Mario game, put out all your shit on all of those platforms. You know what I'm saying? Right, because it was right at that point, too, where everybody had both, was getting the new ones and shit.
Yeah.
I mean, how many copies of that new Super Mario World you would have made 10 times as much money doing that as you did selling all of your consoles? And all your bullshit, man. It doesn't make any sense. They should go into the publishing business like Sega did.
Agreed, completely. The
difference is Sega doesn't really have any fucking IPs. They never had the IPs to, you know, to do it. I mean, Nintendo's got the IPs, man.
Oh, Mario, Kirby.
Put out all those games on all of the shit, and still you could. The install base on 360 and PS3 is massive.
Yeah.
I mean, at work, I sell 360s every day. I don't know who the fuck these people are. You know, like, what kind of fucking, like, they probably churn butter by hand and shit, these backwards motherfuckers. I don't get it.
It's all like the Mormons just coming in to get.
Why are you buying a 360 right now, man? Like, Jesus Christ. Anyway, so, I mean, the install base is huge. Plus, those things can run those games.
And then look at all the little wrestling games you could download.
I mean, you can. This new Switch is not more powerful than 360 and PS3, is it?
I don't know. I'm not really interested in the Switch, so like I haven't really done a lot of information into it. But if it goes by Nintendo standards, it's always going to be a step below.
Right. Well, yeah, of course. It always has been since the Super Nintendo was the last like superior to the other console.
Probably, because the 64 was nowhere near the PlayStation 1.
No,
not even close.
And after that, neither. GameCube, all that shit, nothing.
Yeah,
so.
It all looked worse. Especially Wii U was so much worse than PlayStation 3 or Xbox 360.
Yeah. We'll see what happens with it. I just think it's silly. It's like, dude, they didn't even put out a Zelda game on Wii U.
No, like, but they have a Zelda game coming out this time, and I know that he tried to buy it and was sold out already.
How do you go through a whole console generation without, like, a Zelda game? Are you fucking people, like, paying attention? Like, I don't understand what's going on with that company. Crack. It's just like, get it fucking together. Anyway, sorry about that. I just wanted to fucking get that out, because the Nintendo Switch is, like, all the rage right now. Anyway, Pro Wrestling Illustrated, man, when I was a kid, was the shit. Like, dude, I'd pick that bitch up at the gas station every time the new one came out. Read that shit. I don't know. I liked PWI back in the day. It was cool. The top 500 list and everything like that.
Well, back when it was a reputable magazine.
Well, right, yeah. They've always kept in kayfabe, which is weird.
Yeah.
You're like, what? But whatever. It was still cool back in the day, and I feel like it gave me more exposure to other people, you know what I'm saying? Like, I knew who these guys, you know, like they covered Japan and shit, so.
Oh, yeah. No, it's.
What was kind of happening in, you know, in other places, so it made me a better fan. But they put out their 2016 awards, and holy shit, dude.
I know the exact one that you're really, really hot over.
I don't know. It must just be, like, is this WWE awards, or is this just in general the PWI awards? I think it's just PWI in general, dude.
I'm pretty sure, but you know where they're kayfabe. In kayfabe, the most popular wrestling promotion has to have the best wrestlers. You know what I mean? But it by common sense, it's completely horrible.
Well, dude, I mean, I understand that. Yeah, I mean, that's like, dude, we cover that shit on here. You know, people are like, why don't you talk about AAA and CMLL? Because, you know, like, I'll watch that shit because I like Lucha, but it's like five people are going to care. You know, we already put in Lucha Underground, and most people who listen to this don't even watch that.
So well, it's like, there's only 70,000 people in all of America that do. So
watching it legally, fuck.
Yes, true. I've
10 times that many watch it illegally.
Well, I mean, everybody in Canada basically has to.
I don't know a single person who watches that shit legally. Who gets the LRA network on their cable system? I fucking don't.
Not I. I'm still getting season fucking 2.
On TV?
Yeah.
Well, fuck that.
It's not worth it. You know what I mean? I would gladly pay for the episodes on iTunes in Canada.
Yeah. Well, we can in the U.S., but I mean, I'm not going to pay for it on iTunes. I'm not going to watch them on my phone. I don't have a thing to like send it to my TV or anything.
That's true. That's true. I don't either.
So, but some of these are pretty fucking funny. Anyway, Wrestler of the Year, AJ Styles. I guess if you're going within WWE, I don't have a problem with that. Comeback of the Year, Goldberg, dude.
Okay, so I by no means agree with Goldberg being the comeback of the year. But this is just for just argumentative sakes. Who would you say had the comeback of the year?
Well, it depends how they view comeback. I view like almost like Jericho as a comeback. You know what I'm saying? Like
I can see that. Yeah,
he revamped his career. He, you know what I'm saying? To me, that's what I think of when I think comeback. I mean, if they mean like return of the year, how is it a guy who had one match that was a minute long?
No, I agree completely. You know
what I'm saying? Like a jackhammer and a spear, and like that's it. I mean, like comeback of the year. Part of the fucking problem, dude. Like part of the just the stupidity of a lot of like the main fans. Like what a fan base, honestly. WWE. You see the shit? Like I was watching Talking Smack this week, and just the shit that the tweets that go by on the bottom of the screen. Just yeah. Like, fuck are these people, man?
I'm embarrassed that one of my tweets made it there one time. Embarrassed as all hell. Yeah.
The biggest shitstorm I ever had on Twitter. This during like one of the pay-per-views, some stupid fucking tweet came across there. And I called the guy out. I took his name down and called him out. And so the SCL United, you know, they go at this guy. But it turns out, I don't know who he was, or I don't know, he must part of some stupid, probably part of some fucking dumb Reddit wrestling community or something. And they were just like, degenerate fucking retards ever. And it was just a shitstorm, dude.
I can imagine, because like those Reddit's a fucking tough place.
I don't even say it like that. It's like saying it like that makes it sound like, oh, that's a fucking, you know, like a tough neighborhood. Like, it's not. It's full of the fucking, some of the shittiest, not everybody.
That's what I mean by it.
Poisonous, fucking cancerous pieces of shit. Fucking wrestling fans. The worst of the worst, man.
I put my first ever article for Vulture Hound on Reddit and Steel in Squared Circle, and it got ripped apart. And it was about the new era and how, you know, just that was just starting. Then they were really trying to take off with the new era. Everything I said in that fucking article happened, but yet I got fucking flamed so hard. Oh, blah blah blah. Give it a chance, you stupid son of a bitch. Like, fuck you. In the end, I was right.
Oh, dude, that's just it. That's what those communities are, just dog shit. But yeah, these guys, like, you know, in one breath, you know, I don't know. I make some comment that they were able to construe to being anti-gay, which obviously it wasn't, you know, because I fucking love gay people.
Dude, they're some of the happiest people to be around.
Right. So, I mean, it wasn't even that, but they kind of turned it to that. So in one breath, they're trying to call me out like, whoa, why are you saying this shit? And the other point, all they're like probably 100 people are just sending like DMs, nonstop DM, a DM flood of like pictures of dicks. And I'm like, really, dude? It was a shitstorm. I had to spend the whole evening, like, I blocked, like, dude, I had to block, like, fucking 500 people.
Wow.
It was awful. So, those are those who get their fucking tweets on TV, I guess.
Some of them are horrible. Like, mine was just me mocking the king, and I don't think they got it, and they put it on there.
Yeah, it sucks. So, yeah, comeback of the year. Who else came back to WWE? Like, nobody?
That's the thing. Nobody. Kurt Hawkins?
Fuck, God damn it. Rhino?
Jinder Mahal? I would take Rhino over Goldberg.
He did stuff.
Yeah. He was funny as fuck in those trailer scenes with the cheese.
Yeah, he was a tag team champion.
Yeah.
Anybody other than the guy who's seriously done a spear and a jackhammer, and that's it.
Two spears.
Okay, two spears. Dude, whoa.
Give him credit, okay?
Let's not sell him a third short. Yeah. Holy fuck. Most improved wrestler of the year, The Miz.
No. Most improved character, maybe, in WWE.
Yeah, like, or kind of, again, revamping of a, you know, almost like what I would think of a comeback.
Yeah.
You know?
But, on Maurice's back. Woo!
Is his wrestling better than it was? I don't think it is.
No. Fuck no.
He had a great match with Ziggles, but, I mean, that's pretty much on Ziggles.
Yeah.
Tag Team of the Year, The New Day. I mean, like, what? Who else would you pick?
In WWE, there's nobody else.
If we're going WWE Banner, because they do Nakamura gets one here somewhere. I'll get to it. So if they're going NXT. How do you not go the Revival, dude?
Or even DIY are better than The New Day as in-ring talents.
Just in general, dude. I just want to point that out, too. I'm not one for, you know, like, oh, we said this and we were right in the end, all of you fuckers. But, dude, The Revival, we were putting those guys over from day one on this show. And we would get so much heat from people about that. Oh, they're boring and this and that. And it's like, we put them over because, like, they're just old school, man. It, like, took me back to, like, watching old school NWA shit, you know, which is, yeah, like, what I grew up on. I was like, these guys are like one of the best fucking tag teams in the world right now. These guys are fucking great. And everyone shit on us. And like now everyone's like, oh, they're awesome. WWE.com, number one match of the year was fucking DIY.
And The Revival. Yeah. The
Revival.
That was a great match. That 2 out of 3 falls was a great match.
Dude, when you have tag matches that are, match of the year and shit. That's probably one of my favorite WWE matches of the whole year.
It's up there for sure. You know, like what other? Because Nakamura and Zayn, I thought was fairly good. I wouldn't call
that was pretty good, man.
Yeah, but those two would be the two I would put up there. I wouldn't put a WWE match, you know, because they're usually fairly formulaic. Like probably the best WWE match was. Had Roman Reigns in it with AJ Styles or Cena and AJ Styles probably. But that's what I mean, right? It's not the greatest thing in the world. But
no, that's true. I did want to mention, I was going to talk about when we talk NXT, but might as well right here. Getting to bring teams like that up. Bring The Revival up and send fucking, you know, the jobber cops down or send... You know, I guess not the Dude Bros now that What's-His-Nuts is hurt, but, I mean, dude, the Ascension back down there.
Yeah, no, I agree. There's no reason for the Ascension to be back up there, or to be in the WWE. But have you heard the short list of the superstars in Terry Taylor's class at the Performance Center, which is the somewhat imminent debut class?
Oh.
Have you seen the list?
First off, it's Terry Taylor.
I know.
He was... King of the fucking... How does that guy have a job there?
The Rooster, man. He's just sucking dicks.
He was awful in that, too. Like, he came into that shit and didn't... He half... You know, he gave half effort the whole way. Never got that shit over. I mean, he was a good in-ring wrestler, but he's also a giant fucking stooge.
Yeah.
Like, I think he's a Conan Stooge of the Year every year.
Well, they did... Isn't... He's the one that... mistakenly sent him the email on blasting Conan about his kidneys or whatever, his hip. Pretty sure.
Oh, I don't know. Taylor. I mean, he's just Terry Taylor's fucked over so many people.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. I mean, not that I care, but he fucked over Russo. He fucked over Cornette. I mean, he's fucked over a ton of people. He's a fucking douche mouth, but who's in there?
TM61, Hideo Itami, Cassius Ohno, Elias Sampson, Ty Dillinger, Alexander Wolf, Andrade Cien Almas, DIY, and Nakamura. There's three names, though, that aren't in the class because they don't work at the Performance Center. That's Joe, Rude, and Eric Young.
Hmm. Wow. I mean, to me, that was a big list of, like, people I don't think are ready.
Yeah, no, I would say out of all the list, I would say Chris Hero, Itami, Ty Dillinger, DIY, and Nakamura.
Yeah, that's
where I would go with.
Almas? Like, Almas is, dude, he's almost starting to get his shit together down there.
I like what he was doing on NXT this week, and we'll get into it when we get into NXT, but...
Right, yeah, I think he's kind of getting it together now. I don't think he's ready to go. Yeah, Rude Joe, those guys are obviously ready.
Oh.
It's kind of an interesting situation. I mean, they also got Strong down there. How is Strong not ready?
Right? He's barely on TV.
Yeah, he's not really around. I mean, I don't know what the fuck they're doing there.
I don't either. But the rumor is Samoa Joe will be at the Royal Rumble.
Oh, I wouldn't be surprised.
He's supposed to date. Apparently, he's got something prominent in the works for WrestleMania.
It's good.
That's the rumor, and I really fucking hope so.
I've said for a long time that was like the only match with Lesnar that I would even be interested in.
Yeah.
Like, I don't give a fuck about Lesnar anybody except for like Lesnar Joe could be something cool.
Yeah. I wouldn't mind seeing a Lesnar Chris Hero. I wouldn't mind seeing that. That could be interesting.
I'll need to see fucking what he's doing before I fucking christen that. But you know, another guy who I think is probably ready. I mean, I guess they don't let him talk, so I don't know how his talking is, but dude, Oni Lorcan, Biff Busick, dude.
He's starting to gain a good following in NXT as well. The crowd's really behind him now. You know,
this week he did a fucking, he got a lot more spots in. He looked really good this week.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah, no, he's like, as of right now, he's still in NXT status, a jobber almost, because he loses basically every match he's in.
Yeah.
But,
he's fucking good. I don't know what he needs something. You know, like, I don't know what his name means. He's just a dude in trunks. Yeah. He needs something.
Yeah, know? he's basically a young boy in Japan.
Yeah, pretty much, dude. Right?
No knee pads, nothing.
Yeah, what? Dude, what's with that no knee pad shit? Get some fucking knee pads. Stop being stupid.
Well, in Japan, as a young boy, you're not allowed to wear knee pads.
I know, but I'm looking at you, Drew Gulak. Fucking,
that fucking apron robe, too. Fuck.
Oh, dude, he's like my least favorite guy out of the whole bunch.
Yeah, I agree.
No disrespect to him, but... most hated wrestler of the year, Roman Reigns. They actually got that one right.
That was spot on. You can't ask for any better.
Match of the year, AJ Styles and John Cena at SummerSlam. I mean, that was a good match, but
it was.
John Cena has never been, nor will ever be, like in my match of the year conversation. That's just ridiculous. How is a match of the year a match that's full of like Cena just calling spots the whole time?
Yeah, and horrible punches.
And horrible STFs.
Yeah. Light as fuck STFs. There's no believability.
Ultimo Dragon weeps every time John Cena puts that STF on. Just like, and not like, and he weeps like, you know, I don't know what it was. That old fucking commercial with that Indian guy who cries like out of one, you know, one eye.
No, I don't know.
It's probably an America thing. There's this commercial where like someone throws a piece of trash out the window and there's like a Native American there and you cry, a tear rolls down his face.
That sounds like the greatest commercial I've ever heard. In Canada, we had this, I don't know if you guys have Lakota. Okay, so did you guys ever get the commercials with the Native chief explaining how Lakota works?
Oh, maybe I know. I guess like that's an actual... group here. What is it, a product?
Yeah, in Canada it's like a A535, like a joint rub, like you put it on your elbows and stuff like that.
What?
Yeah. And this high chief Native guy comes on your TV screen and he's like, Lakota, code for all your aches and pains.
What were we saying, A535? What is,
well,
that
rub, A535, Bengay.
Oh, is that the name of a brand, A535?
Yeah, like an offshoot of Bengay in Canada, at least, is Rub A535.
Mrs. Vicious is like mouthing to me, it's old man cream.
Yes, it is. It's like Tiger Bomb.
You should get me some of that shit. Rub it on my joints. Oh, fuck. Feud of the year, Charlotte and Sasha Banks.
Fuck that.
Lovable, man. Laughable. Yeah. That could have used... Where are the sound effects? Hit me with some sound effects. God damn! Ah, fuck! There you go. Oh, shit. I need to get some, too. I looked into it. I can't figure it out. I don't have the technology.
The wherewithal.
Exactly. Oh, shit. I think that feud sucks.
Honestly. It's horrible. Sasha Banks can't speak a lick. Charlotte manages to save it a little bit because the only thing she can do is talk like a heel.
Yeah. I don't know. I was really thinking this week about that. About the whole heel-face dynamic and how I don't really think it's necessary. I've said that before, but, like, it's not necessary. You look at, like, Lucha Underground. Are guys heels, really? Like, I mean, they are, but, like, Pentagon's a heel, I guess, but he's the most over guy in the whole company.
It seems like there's more tweeners in Lucha Underground than anything. Like, you can hate them, or you can love them.
There's nobody in there that I'm like, oh, fuck, god damn it, get off my TV.
I have one.
PJ Black?
Three. Sexy Star, PJ Black, and for some odd reason, I don't like Tejano.
Oh, really?
Yeah, okay. I mean, it's something about him. I don't know.
Okay, fair enough. But, like, WWE's so full of just, like, go-away heat, dude. Ugh. Like, Stephanie McMahon and Charlotte and Dana Brooke and, I mean, the list fucking goes on. Michael Cole. Like, I just hate these fucking people. It's not even like, oh, they're a good heel. It's like, I can't stand them. It's like, it's go-away, man.
X-Pac heat, baby. X-Pac heat.
It fucking sucks. I just don't care. Like, Lucha Underground, when it was like the best of five, Phoenix and Aerostar. Two faces, two guys I like. I like both of them.
Yeah.
Like, sweet. It doesn't matter, man. Like, at this point, I think it's all about the matchup to me, man. I mean, maybe, you know, lowbrow wrestling fans don't feel that way, but to me, it's like, I just want to see, like, two guys who have cool styles and are really good to, you know, put on a badass match. That's what's interesting.
No, I agree. But the WWE will never do that. You know what I mean? It's they try to cater to too many audiences. Mm. And it's we get glimpses every now and then, but that's about it.
I just feel like it's so contrived and forced at this point that it's I don't know that it's necessary, man. Like, oh, he's a bad guy. It doesn't work, man.
Yeah, in a day where bad guys are cheered more and more, it is very hard to do the good guy, bad guy.
They said it. He said it himself, right? The idea of good guys versus bad guys is passé. Fuck yes, it's passé. Yeah. 16 yeah. years later, what the fuck's going on? Why are we still doing it?
Wasn't that in like the infamous Attitude Era promo by Vince? Isn't that with it?
Yeah, where they kicked it off before the show started. Yeah.
Yeah.
So why are we still here? And it's just the same ways of doing it every time. It's like, oh, here's the attack from behind, or you know, you're on commentary and oh, they throw their opponent into you and you brawl and oh, your music hits. It's like the same fucking four things that they use. It is, man.
And that's like completely agree. Like, I can't even chime in with something to add because it's you're completely right. I cannot argue with you at all.
You know, even like people like, oh, SmackDown's all. It's no, dude. It's like, and like, oh, Natalya fucking hits her from behind. It's like, it's just the same shit, man. It's fucking awful. And I try to figure out like, what is Lucha doing? How they're setting up these feuds that I care about like a million times more, and they're not doing it with these like typical fucking methods, man.
No, I agree. Like you watch New Japan, you don't even need to be watching English commentary to figure out the storylines that are going on.
Right.
And that is even building better than WWE, and there's such a fucking language barrier.
Yeah, I just don't. So when I look forward to a card, when I'm like, oh, do you look forward to this match? It's not like, ooh, they've been attacking each other and costing each other matches. So, no, I'm thinking, like, how good each guy is and, like, how awesome of a match it could be.
Yeah. No, I agree.
You don't get that much either. You always kind of get a really good guy and then, like, a shitty guy. You know what I'm saying? Like, you get AJ Styles, but then you get Cena. AJ Styles and Ambrose. You know, it's just like
Rollins and Braun Strowman.
Right. Yeah, exactly. What I'm saying, like, you don't get like fucking Styles and Rollins, or who else is a, you know, an above average worker there. You know,
if you had, you know, I would love to see an Owens and Styles match.
Right? Owens has really dropped off for me. I don't know. Yeah. It's not really him. It's just like
they've booked the him. They booked him like Rollins when he was champ.
That's how they book every fucking heel.
It sucks. It's so bad.
Every heel's got to be a fucking, yeah.
I want a monster heel, not Braun Strowman. I just want a monster heel that could be Kevin Owens if he's booked correctly to just run ruckshot over the WWE.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Just kill everybody.
He came in, he kicked the shit out of people. He's an ass kicker.
Yeah, he beat John Cena, so like, it started off right.
And he comes out, dude, to the next fucking week, too, in a suit, you know, and he's a coward heel.
Yeah.
I don't get it, dude. He could have been a, and I'm not going to say, you know, he could have been an Austin, but he could have been a fucking Austin kind of character to where it's like, I'm the champion now. He wins the championship legitimately. And then, like, yeah, I wear fucking basketball shorts. I don't give a fuck. I'm not going to wear a suit. You know what I'm saying?
T-shirt shorts.
Right. Like, he could have fucking been that sort of character. And they're so fucking lost. Anyway, this list is taking us forever. Most popular wrestler of the year, Shinsuke Nakamura, I guess.
I mean, I can see it.
Among whom, though? If they're going to go by, like, WWE shit, like, all those people who sit, they don't know who the fuck that is.
No, that's true. No WWE fan, like, not no WWE fan, but the mainstream WWE fan has no idea who Nakamura is.
Exactly. And then this was my favorite. This is, like, the only reason I really brought this fucking list. Rookie of the Year, Nia Jax.
What? That's fucking retarded.
What? What is exactly fucking right, dude? Yeah, Nia Jax.
There's so many people you can think of. You could think of, let's say, I don't know if he could be considered Rookie of the Year. I don't know when he debuted, but Chad Gable, better than Nia Jax. Let's see. What?
Everybody.
Everybody. Everybody that started within the last... Fuck, Jesus. It's unreal.
Fuck, man. Oh, so awful. And she's fucking awful.
My Rookie of the Year is Matt Riddle.
Matt Riddle?
Yeah. That would be mine.
I mean, I don't know. It's hard for me to... Who do you... Like, what are the qualifications of being a rookie? You come up from NXT?
Yeah, it's hard to say. I don't even know when Matt Riddle debuted. I only just started watching him this year, so...
I don't fucking know. It's just... Dude, Nia Jax, that's just funny as shit. She's awful. I can't stand, like... Watching her attempt to fucking wrestle and attempt to sell. I mean, dude, Awesome Kong, she is not.
No, definitely not.
Good God. So, yeah, enough of that madness. We're still in the fucking news here.
We are. We are.
We are meandering like crazy today. I mean, that's probably about all. I mean, they announced the matches for upcoming PWG. PWG's upcoming event, but, I mean... I don't want to watch that shit on DVD.
No, I like agree.
6 months from now, so fucking, I don't give a shit. Unless you live in this city, I don't know why you give a fuck about PWG, honestly.
Yeah.
Am I wrong with that?
No, I can't say that you're wrong about it. I will find the matches that are really good when they come out. I'm not going to watch the full show if I know the ending to every match.
Well, yeah, it's like when they come out, dude. It's like, when? Months? It's just, I don't know why they have these, like, their punk rock little ways about PWG, and I just don't get it, you know? To do an eye pay-per-view. What the fuck is wrong with you?
For fuck's sake, sell out already.
Is that selling out?
No, not at all, but... It seems like, you know, because you brought out the punk rock deal. It seems like that's the way they're going. You know, they don't want to. They like the way it's a hard topic to get a hold of, I think. You know, it's...
Get a bigger building. Put more people in there. How many tickets can you actually sell? That's, you know, these are questions I have. Like, how many tickets did they sell?
You can only fit, what, like 200 people in there? I don't know.
What the fuck it is, 300, 400, whatever it is. But, yeah, it's like. And then you don't put it on iPay-per-view. I was like, I don't give a shit about things after the point, man.
No, I agree.
You know, I mean, I don't even know. Are they on Blu-ray at least? Or are they fucking?
I think so. I think they are on Blu-ray.
Oh, Jesus Christ. I wouldn't be surprised if they're like DVDs. You know how like bands right now, they like to fucking have special edition cassettes. You shove your cassette up your fucking ass.
Yeah, I will not.
I teeter on saying shove your fucking vinyl record up your ass as well, but.
I have a few. I can't lie about that.
I live like right next to a record store. But for me, I'm like a digital guy. Like, dude, I got Spotify. I pay $10 a month. I can listen to everything in the history of mankind. Why the fuck would I want to like buy a record? So I can go over and flip it over after fucking four songs.
So you can search for a song painstakingly through the grooves.
All right, dude. You have Spotify, too. It's like, why wouldn't you just have Spotify?
I have Spotify, but every now and then, an album that I really, really like, I might buy two vinyls a year.
Yeah, I mean, I used to be into it. I used to have a bunch of them, but I don't know. At least, I guess they have special shit with them. They come with, like, cool shit. And...
You know, they usually come with a poster. The vinyl's usually, like, some kind of weird color.
Yeah, that shit is kind of cool. But yeah, they're... upcoming, what is this card called? Only Kings Understand Each Other. That's what? The name of it. Yeah.
What is this?
PWG's Only Kings Understand Each Other event, Saturday, February 18th.
Well, I'll just go fuck myself.
PWG's OKUEO event.
What a... That's a horrible name. That's a really bad name.
Yeah, this is fucking awful. Chuck Taylor... versus Zack Sabre Jr. for the PWG World title. That could be good.
Oh, for sure.
Jack Crist, Dave Crist, and Sammy Callahan versus Super Click, which is Young Bucks and Adam Cole. Cody Rhodes and Trevor Lee. Jeff Cobb and Matt Riddle versus Unbreakable Effin' Machines.
So who is Unbreakable Effin' Machines? I'm assuming Elgin and Cage?
Oh, I don't know. Is that seriously?
I don't know. Well, you got a machine, which is Cage, and the Unbreakable Michael Elgin. I don't know.
I have no idea. I doubt it's anything that cool. Ray Phoenix and Trent? Question mark? Who the fuck is that? I don't know.
Is Trent Beretta having a crisis?
I don't know. Some indie fan right now is like, Trent? Question mark is one of the greatest workers on the indie scene today.
Fuck you.
He invented the 650 corkscrew plancha.
650.9.
Oh, shit.
He lands on his finger.
Ray Phoenix is awesome, though. Jay White and Marty Scurll. And Leo Rush and Ricochet, I think, could be an interesting matchup.
I'm literally wearing a Marty Scurll shirt right now.
There you go. So, I mean, it's a cool event, you know. It's in February, so you can watch it on Betamax in fucking March.
Yeah, by mail order.
You can send a self-addressed stamped envelope.
Get it through Columbia House. I don't know if you guys had Columbia House.
To the owner of PWG's mom's house. No, it's just... Shooting hard on PWG today.
oh shit. Excalibur's gonna kill us.
Fucking nonsense. Oh shit. I just like it's all for fun, dude.
Oh, yeah. We should go to Bola this year and get the shit kicked out of us.
Get the shit kicked out of us. Fuck. Yeah, I don't know. I just, you know, that's just like my whole thing. Like, dude, let's just like I just want to have fun and laugh at shit. I don't even believe, like, when I say shit like that. It should be obvious the things I believe and the things I don't believe. just because I say it doesn't mean I stand by it. No. I don't stand by my own comments.
In no way do you endorse your own comments. That's what you're saying.
Exactly. The views expressed by Jim Vicious do not reflect those of Suplex City Limits Podcast.
Or Jim.
Or Jim. The only person I ever give to use that warning is when we had Lucha John on the show.
Why? What happened? What do you mean?
Lucha John from the Put Him Over podcast. Yeah. He's a fucking madman. He says, like, outlandish shit.
Oh, I thought you meant you had to cut yourself off.
Oh, okay. No, I put that warning up for him when he comes on our show. Because those guys are fucking madmen. They say, they like, shit that's beyond what I'll even say on here, you know? And we talk about fucked up shit.
You know, we've talked about bowls of cum. We've talked about...
You name it, right?
Yeah.
Bags of severed dicks.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's pretty much all. I mean, all the news I had this week. What did you have, anything?
You know, really nothing much major. Ryback called out John Cena again. Mark Hunt suing Brock Lesnar. And Triple H... Hunt?
Go ahead.
And Triple H commented on the Omega situation.
Of course they want Omega.
Obviously, who wouldn't?
Right.
It's like, fuck me. Did you really have to ask him that question?
Yeah. I don't know. We'll see what happens. I'm interested in that still. I think he'll go.
I have a feeling he won't. I don't know.
Yeah, he might not. We'll see. It'll be interesting. To me, right now, he's what? You know, he's fucking beat up at this point. He's got to be beat up.
Oh, it doesn't take long.
He's getting up there in age. I think it's the perfect time to go over there, make some money for fucking 2-3 years, get that name, you know, then you're a former WWE guy. You can go and fucking do all the fucking, you know, the whole signing fucking circuit.
Yeah, everywhere you go for the rest of your life, you'll have the WWE logo next to you.
Yeah, I mean, it just sets you up. I mean, when you get to a certain age, I think it's like a good call, man. You're never going to be hotter. You're never going to be more sought after by them than you are right now.
Exactly.
So take the fucking cash and, you know, I don't know, what, do you send a guy like that to NXT?
I would fucking hope not. The guy receives the first 6-star match rating in that I can remember, and you put him in NXT?
Yeah. You know, I listened to Corny talk about that.
Well, goddamn. Of course Cornette hated it.
Goddamn motherfucker. Dude. I mean, he brings up some really good points, though. He brings up a couple of really good points in that in there that make you fucking go, it's a good point, man. The jumping, spinning fucking tombstone. What does he do immediately after that? Pick him up to give him a fucking clothesline.
Well, no, I agree. It's far-fetched a little bit, but I'm all about the pageantry.
Yeah.
If you want to beat the shit out of him more and more and more, go for it.
I feel like the Rainmaker should be off the ropes, or the guy running at you. I don't like the idea that you do a fucking huge move and then you pick him up and give him a fucking clothesline.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. I don't like that finish. I don't like that as his finisher any fucking way, but, and it was just little good points. You know, he said too, like the back body drop through the table. He's like, that's a great spot for a count out or an injury angle. And it's like, that's a fucking good point, man. It really is.
That's, you know, it's true. I can agree.
I don't know if anyone's heard it. He talks about it for about 15 minutes. And I didn't hear anything in there that I was like, he's wrong about, really. I mean, there were some decent points in there.
Yeah. No, so I don't
write him off because he, you know, if you disagree with something and it's like, I mean, there's fair points there.
Yeah. Well, I love to listen to Jim Cornette rant. I by no means agree with everything he says.
Well, he hates Lucha Underground, but
everything. That's the thing. If it's not NWA, he hates it.
He's so entertaining, though.
Yeah.
But like, I listen to him shoot out my own mother. You know, like, he can talk shit on things I love, and I don't even care. It's like, it's still fun to me to like listen to him go off. But
I agree,
no less. So yeah, there you go. Some news. We've got some of these shows. I mean, do you have anything about Raw? Dude,
I mean,
I thought it was fucking awful.
It was so bad. There was, I don't know if I was in a bad mood or not, but I shit on everything. I'm looking through my notes right now. Like, I shit on Rollins doing the Van Damminator. I popped for it, but like, it was like, oh man, the gall on you.
The way he took that fucking Van Damminator was dog shit.
Yeah.
Or the timing of it, something. I mean, the Van Damminator needs to be quick.
Yeah.
Like, the second that chair is getting to their hands, you need to be kicking it.
Yeah.
You're like, Strowman gets the chair and holds it there for what seems like an eternity. I thought that was ugly as shit.
Yeah. No, I agree. And then you go back with Bailey and Sasha backstage when before they met up with Stephanie. I almost wanted to hang myself. And then Jax came and I fucking almost had an aneurysm.
Dude, Stephanie McMahon is awful. She, the way that she does that shit to like even male wrestlers too, you know, just cuts their fucking balls off, yeah. Makes them look like shit. Why did they allow her to do that shit? We're like, oh, just you go out there and get it at everybody. It's awful.
I don't know. You look at it from Vince's perspective, and if you're trying to build a guy, why would you have some lady just neuter him?
Even women wrestlers, though, right? I mean, when she's doing that to Sasha Banks, it's like she's like a 3-time champion, and you're just like making her look like shit.
Yeah. Now, mind you, Alexa Bliss has held the SmackDown title longer than Sasha Banks has through 3 runs. So
she's full too. But yeah, the only bitch with bass in her voice is that manly fucking broad. Honestly,
Yeah, there's no bass in Sasha Banks' voice whatsoever.
But I mean, I'm just looking through some notes here. I mean, nonsense, dude.
Oh, I got something to show you. Okay. The Undertaker came back, right? And you want to listen to him say rest in peace with something added to the end?
You got that. I'm glad you did. I was going to mention, like, dude, you should get that, but I forgot to. Give it to us.
Here we go.
Rest in peace.
It's Homer Simpson eating a donut.
What was the sound, though? Did you have the actual one or no?
But the sound of what?
The weird sound he had at the end.
That was the weird sound.
No.
Yes, it was. All I did was add Homer Simpson eating one last thing.
Okay, let's hear it again then.
Okay, I'll talk you through it. Not through it, but you'll see. This is real. This is Homer.
What the fuck is that, dude?
It's fucking insane. What was he doing? Like, did he have a fucking frog in his throat?
God, that shit's awful. Like,
it was probably, actually, he remembered that his wife posted an Instagram photo of him being lovey-dovey at that moment and realized he ruined his character.
I give a fuck about that guy, honestly. Like, seriously, for a long time already, it's just like, it's fucking stupid shit. That sucked. I don't know what that sound is, dude. But yeah, dude, same thing. Steph, you know, just making Mick Foley look like a fucking joke.
If his haircut doesn't.
It's weird that cuckold storyline with Fox and Cedric. It's like Cedric sent her to do that. It's like Cedric's white. You can't handle a real woman.
Alicia Fox.
The Fox. We should get all of them going at once. Fox.
Just the running montage of every time he said Fox.
Just all of us, all of them fucking random Fox for a minute straight. I'm glad you got that. Jack Gallagher, Drew Gulak. I still love Gallagher.
Oh. It's
like one of the cool things about this show.
Yeah. Like that corner spot with his legs.
Yeah,
I thought that was great. I laughed.
Dude, Shawn Michaels, man. Awful. That was awful.
There were certain parts of it I absolutely hated. Rusev was amazing.
Dude, he was good, right?
When they said that joke that nobody in the world got, and Rusev said, that must be American joke, I don't get it.
Yeah.
So spot on. I had no idea. I still don't know what the joke meant. I don't even know what the joke was.
Well, I mean, it's like Shawn Michaels says something about, yeah, like, can you even get your leg up that? You can't even get your leg up that high. And Russo's like, yeah, probably. Right? That was pretty good. They need to let that guy shine more. To me, he's fucking funny. You watch, like, Total Divas, the guy's hilarious.
Oh, dude. I was so upset that he wasn't promptly figured this week.
Yeah, I didn't get to around to watching this week's episode. But yeah, putting him with Transgender Mahal just, like, because foreign, you know?
Yeah. What a
stupid. Yeah, I mean, there's not a lot of Sheamus and Gallows.
Yeah.
With Anderson and Cesaro on commentary, 5 people on commentary.
Isn't that a shit show?
Yeah. Fucking awful. And, yeah. Wait, what's going on with the... What are they doing with the New Day?
They've this got...
Angle is, like, hanging out with Titus.
Yeah, let's embarrass the guy that kisses his kids on the mouth, I guess.
Well, I mean, he embarrassed himself with that.
Yeah, he did. Did you realize that Kofi basically has the new Fly-By-Night Impact logo on his back?
No, I didn't see that.
An owl that eerily looks like the Impact owl.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I just don't get it. Those guys lose the belts, and then, like, it's three of them, and they're in an angle with one guy.
Yeah, I don't think this is leading to anything. I really don't.
They have no tag teams over there, man. They have, like, you know, they don't use the island assholes. I mean, rightfully so. That's, like, yeah. The worst fucking... When they first brought those guys out, the first debut, and it went over just like a fart in church, it should have just been done. They should have just been like, you know what, we're done.
I'm surprised Vince didn't fire him on the spot, honestly.
He spent, like, 3 fucking months doing those vignettes. And it's just weird because, like, from the first one, it's like, this is going to be shit.
Yeah.
You know?
Like, it
took one-minute vignette for me to be like, this is awful. So why is there not somebody backstage who sees that before they air it and go, that's not going to work. We can't do that. That sucks.
I think everybody's just afraid of Vince. I'm pretty sure.
Like, they're literally timeshare salesmen from Puerto Rico. Heel, evil, yeah. Timeshare salesmen.
I mean, God.
Is that not on the same level as, like, the Ding Dongs and Bill Ding and shit?
Oh, it's goon level.
The evil architect? Bill Ding? Fuck.
Bill Ding.
That was an idea someone did. I think that was a Terry Taylor idea. Seriously.
Wow. Ding. Yeah. It took a second for it to dawn on me. But once it did, holy shit.
Now you get it, man.
I do.
And Owens and Jericho takes two of them to beat Roman, and Jericho wins the belt. I completely saw that coming. They got to take the belt off him so he can win it from Owens at Rumble.
Exactly. So Jericho can help Roman beat Owens from the shark cage.
Yeah, probably. I mean, so they can set up Owens and Jericho for the U.S.
Yep. What a step down.
Owens take it off Jericho at Mania, and Jericho can go on tour.
Pretty much. That seems to be exactly where they're going.
Someone go ahead and save that clip, because we'll be referring to it.
Time stamped.
And that was Raw. Yeah, fucking. I thought it was shitty.
It was horrible.
Yeah.
Absolutely garbage.
You know, the better show, but still. Not a lot to... Not a lot to talk about on there, really, right? I mean, that shitty Natalya Nikki thing, I think that's probably the worst angle going right now.
Yeah, that was... Oof.
They're brawling. There's 4 male refs there, and they can't break them up. It goes for, like, fucking 3 minutes while four male refs stand around and go, "You gotta stop it. You gotta stop it."
Then, the crowd had the nerve to say, "Let them fight." And you know what my response to that is?
Zip it.
Shut the fuck up.
Dude, there should never be... You should never be able to attack somebody you're not in a match with for more than 30 seconds before security comes out. Now, if you want to have someone beat somebody else down, like, hardcore, then they need to take out, like, 3 or 4 security guards before they do that.
Yeah, no, I agree.
The idea, watch this shit, and it's like... Someone's just beating the shit out of somebody for minutes on end. It doesn't make any sense. Like, no, within your little senseless realm, it doesn't make any fucking sense at all. It should always be fucking 30 seconds and then there's security there.
I agree. Or, you know, at least if the security comes, you knock them out. I agree.
Yeah, if you want to do a hardcore beatdown, you have them take out the security. Or you have the security pull people apart, you know? It's so awkward when you watch it, you know, because it's within the realm. It's within the WWE realm. It makes no sense. Lucha Underground. Yeah, a guy can come out and fucking beat the shit out of somebody for 5 minutes. It's an underground fighting thing. You know what I'm saying? It makes
no
sense.
Rules.
Right. Yeah, it's a fucking in a shitty warehouse in a neighborhood where children get shot in the face. Literally, that happened.
Or in backstage. You can get away with it backstage because there might not be a ref around. But in the ring, there's a ref there.
Yeah, it's just little things like that just completely take me out of it. You know, this company that does, like, charity work and shit, anti-bullying, will, like, have a guy come out and Roman Reigns come out and, like, beat down fucking Triple H for 5 minutes. It's
like, there's anti-bullying, and then they call the bad guys fat. The good guys are being bullies.
Yeah. Bailey's ugly.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They call Dana a pig.
It just doesn't fucking jive.
It is. CM Punk is completely right about the Be a Star campaign.
Yeah. Kalisto and Ziggles. Kalisto surprise win. Ziggles takes him out with a chair. You know? And so it sets up Ziggles and Cruz or something. Yeah. At least it's something for Cruz to do.
Yeah, except for smile.
But I wanted to talk SmackDown. I noticed it really, but dude, the cutting away to kids.
I hate it so much.
Fucking move. Cut away to some 5-year-old's reaction.
Yeah,
it's awful, dude.
Three quarters of the time, they don't even care.
And if this shit, it didn't already feel like it's for children. How is that the best market? When did that happen, dude? When did
it? It's not the best market. That's the thing. I believe the best demographic they have for spending money is 18 to 35.
18 to 34 male.
Yeah.
Is ultimate demographic for TV. It always fucking has been.
Now, mind you, you do have to get the kids at a young age, because a lot of people that if they don't watch wrestling starting at a young age, they'll never get into it.
Yeah, I mean, that's fair. You know, I grew up, I'm only into wrestling because I like watched it with my grandfather when I was a tiny child.
It's the exact same reason for me. Me and my grandfather watched it. And
yeah. But we didn't watch shit that was friendly for kids. You know, I watched fucking Dusty get his eyeball stabbed out with a fucking like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I watched like people get their legs intentionally broken and
yeah, you know. I wasn't watching that. I was watching more Macho Man and stuff like that, but
which was kind of kid friendly, I guess. But
it was kind of kid friendly for sure. But when I was a kid watching wrestling, it was the 90s already, right? So
oh yeah. I guess I grew up watching old, like, fucking 80s and, like, WCW and shit.
Yeah, exactly.
Whatever. But, yeah, I mean, that's why the ratings were best in the Attitude Era when it was the 18 to 34. Now it's just for kids. And it's just weird. Like, we went to a live event here, and I don't know if I'd go again. It's just, I didn't like it.
I got tickets. I went to one in October. I got tickets for another one in February, God forbid. But, I thought it was an okay. We had seats where there was no kids around us.
So, as a grown male, though, it's just like, ugh.
Yeah, no, I just want to see AJ Styles, to be completely honest with you. That's the reason why I'm going.
I'm at that one, and it's like I'm on drugs right now. You know? There's fucking kids everywhere. Like, what the fuck? This is just weird.
Yeah. I just took a THC pill.
Yeah, exactly. I was smoking pot in the parking lot. Alpha and Wyatt, I mean, they're kind of like teasing the breakup of the Wyatts again for like the 1,000th time.
Yeah. Luke Harper must suck really good dick for Bray Wyatt to keep bringing him back.
God, that guy's one of the just underutilized, you know, within or without the confines of the Wyatt family. To me, the guy should be,
he should be the Braun Strowman.
He could be like an IC level guy over there. I mean, I think he's fucking really good. But they had him lose to Kane like every week for a month. So that baffles me. Underutilize that guy. Dude, awful shit. Lynch and Bliss in a cage match next week. That'll be horrible.
Yeah, that's going to be skippable, I think. I don't think I'll watch that.
All of their matches have been terrible, dude.
Well, yeah, but we haven't even touched the worst match of the week.
Well, yeah. I mean, also there's Carmella.
That's the one I'm talking about.
CJ Lund, which is, on the indies, she's Thunder Kitty.
Yes. Did you see that fucked up downward spiral?
Oh, man. Yeah.
What a fucking Moro wouldn't even call it. JBL was trying to get him to call it. It's fucking amazing.
It's like not doing it, dude.
No. What was that move, Moro? I don't know.
Didn't resemble anything I am familiar with.
Yep.
See, so Carmella's and Jobber matches now? Like, yeah. Really? This is really where we're fucking at?
Yeah. No, I don't know. Carmelo and James Ellsworth can just leave already.
God damn it, dude. And it's like, I'm recognized within your own shit that she dates Big Cass, dude. Like, why do you do this stuff? It's you know what I'm saying? It's stupid.
Breaking
man.
Ground chronicalized it, and now it's all forgotten. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, don't do that shit, man. And then, yeah, Boring Corbin and Cena.
What a horrible match.
Well, dude, what do you expect?
Well, Cena was even not like worse than he usually is because it was all punches, and Cena can't punch worth a fuck.
Yeah, I mean, he comes back here, I guess, but it was kind of a shorter match. You know, I think maybe they were running a little long, so they didn't get that much time. But, I mean, Corbin sucks. This sucked.
Yeah. Cena going over completely clean after building Corbin for a couple weeks is completely redundant as well.
All you hear about all the time, every 2 months, it's like, oh, big push for Corbin coming.
Yeah. Whether you like Baron Corbin or not, the booking of this angle was atrocious.
Why do you build this guy up and then just have Cena crush him?
Yeah, it makes no sense.
Yeah, agreed. Let's get out of there. We're moving on from that bullshit. Nonsense. 205 Live. I don't know if you watched it, but there's nothing really going on. It's been a lot of time on the Alexander and Noam Dar thing.
Yes. A very long time.
Do me again. That was the perfect time for it.
Oh, you want it again, do you? You want it again?
I think every time we talk about him, it should happen.
Alicia Fox.
Fox. That and him zipping up his coat are like the best parts of this whole angle.
I feel that the two best characters in 205 Live is Noam Dar and Jack Gallagher.
You're not wrong.
Yeah. Well, actually, sorry, Neville. Neville. You can't forget Neville.
You know, and see with these, I think they lock the fucking doors on the arena so that people can't leave for SmackDown. Seriously, I think they just, like, fucking block the doors and, like, nope.
Well, what was it? They had a selling point last week to stay for 205 Live because they had a John Cena match afterwards or something like that?
Yeah.
It's like, yeah. What the fuck? You're going to sit through another hour of wrestling just to see John Cena?
Who's going to sit around for an hour?
Yeah.
People, like, fuck me. Kids are like, I want to see Cena.
Yeah, like 205 Live needs to be before SmackDown and just tape it. You can keep the name. Who's going to fucking care?
Yeah, I don't know why it's not done beforehand. Yeah, it's silly. But I like the live aspect of it, but yeah, it's just kind of complete shit. You know what? Fox pulls Dar out of the way of Cedric's moonsault, and then Dar wins, but she slaps him anyway. About this,
she's crazy.
Yeah, well, not much of a stretch for her.
No,
you ever see what happened when then later on Alexander breaks up with her and she goes fucking berserk?
She broke basically, every mic.
Yeah, basically what happened when Barrett broke up with her, like as a shoot. You watched that Total Divas, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
And it's like they've been broken up forever and she's still like fucking totally obsessed with the guy. Yeah.
But I'm afraid he's got some bad news.
Yeah, exactly. Brian Kendrick defeated Sean Maluda, the fucking lower end Uso. I talk shit to that guy every week. You get him. It by now.
I would hope. I want him to try that spot they did at CWC where he fucking done all those awkward flips and almost killed himself.
Yeah, speaking of which, where are the Usos, dude? They came back. One was hurt. They came back for like one match, and now they're gone again.
Yeah, they were heels for like a second, and now they disappeared.
They were decent as heels.
Yeah.
So Gallagher and Daivari contract signing for I forfeit match. That should be decent. I love think everything so. Gallagher's doing.
Oh yeah. He apologized in advance to the Queen for what he's about to do to Daivari. I thought that was awesome.
Yeah, he did. Swan defeats Nice and sets up Neville and Swan at Rumble.
Yeah.
Should be pretty decent.
Have you noticed that they've stopped calling Swan outlandish?
So did they?
They didn't mention it once this episode.
Yeah, it's because it's stupid.
It is. It's absolutely fucking retarded.
Yeah. Still has the wings, though.
Yes. Yes, he does.
I love how much, like, how funny Yuck Nasty found found those wings, dude. Like, to Yuck Nasty, that was, like, the fucking funniest thing ever.
It awesome. Was. It was.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Thinking of you, Yuck Nasty.
Love Yuck Nasty. Motherfucker. Yeah, the NXT, I mean, not a lot really going on there. The Aussie cunts were there.
Who wears what they wore outside? Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, come on.
Yeah. And who were those dudes who just, like, stood there and watched that?
Those guys that went beat off as soon as they finished watching it, obviously.
They just, like, stand there.
Yeah.
Drifter, god damn it. I hate that guy. He's got, like, Xbox heat already.
Yeah. He's absolutely garbage.
Squashes a dude by the name of Jonathan Cruz. Yeah, Almas and Oney Lorcan had a good match, like we said earlier. Yeah. Lorcan looked good here, got some spots. Like, when are you going to use this guy? Use it for something.
I agree. I like how Almas does the Spanish. And, you know, it gets the crowd heat from there. It's good heat. That is good heat. That's not fuck-off heat.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. They're kind of going through some of the songs for TakeOver. One of them is a Ghost song. I was like, that's weird.
What is kinda Ghost? I've never heard of them before.
Oh, they're a pretty tits band. They're from Europe. Their singer's like a crazy, like, demonic pope.
Oh, nice.
Kind of character. I don't know if you've ever seen him, but he's, like, got, like, corpse paint, but he's dressed like a pope.
I'm going to have to look that up once we're done.
And the whole band are, like, faceless ghouls. So the whole band are, like, faceless characters. And it's all about this dude who, it's kind of, like, weird lore, too. So, like, on the first Ghost, like, every Ghost album, they have a new Papa. His name is Papa. He's, like, a pope. So, like, on the first one was, like, a fucking a younger pope. And then, like, by the second album, he's, like, a different guy who's much older. And he wears, like, so when he's not on stage, but he's doing interviews and shit, for the second album, anyway, he wore, like, prosthetics, dude. And, like, a full face-changing makeup thing.
What?
With prosthetics and shit. So he's got a fake nose and a fake chin, but, like, Hollywood level done. And he speaks in Italian and shit. And it's like, what the fuck? You know, like, they're just this crazy band, man. Like, they're worth checking out. I like their shit. I love their mystique and their story and, like, all that shit. It's super fucking cool.
You've sold me on it already.
But yeah, it's all satanic and fucking awesome. And
I feel like I'm going to need to watch that death metal documentary again where they talk about that guy who shot himself in the bathtub and they took a picture of it and made it their album cover. I feel like I'm going to need to watch that again.
There you go. And Revival and DIY had a good match.
As we alluded to earlier, a great match.
DIY retain. And then the Authors of Pain attack, so I guess that's where we're going next.
Yeah, I think they announced it for TakeOver Austin, didn't they?
Oh, probably. I do not like the Authors of Pain.
No, me neither. There's nothing redeemable about them at all.
Yeah. That was NXT.
Asuka demanded that she gets every woman in the NXT division.
Except the one that everyone wants to see, Ember Moon.
Oh yeah, like where is she? I haven't watched NXT regularly until I started this show, but where has she been?
I don't know. I have no idea. To me, she's the most interesting matchup.
By far.
Like, those are the two that are, like, good. Those Aussie cunts, I don't think either of them are worth a shit.
They're WWE women's model wrestlers. That's all they are.
Yeah. and Nikki Cross.
Oh, Nikki Cross is really good. I really like Nikki Cross.
Yeah, so they're going to have a four-way, I guess.
Yeah, I think that's what they're going to do. I would imagine they're saving the Ember Moon match for maybe NXT Mania weekend.
That could be. I think I don't know. I don't get the Ember Moon thing. You know, she's like got red fucking eyes and all this shit, but then she smiles all the time and she's like a face. Why did she come in as a face? It never made sense to me.
The character itself I don't get, but I like that flipping stunner.
Yeah. So like everyone's got a smile in WWE.
Oh yeah. Everybody's got to be happy. You can't let them know that you're miserable.
I remember there was a match on one of the takeovers where there's like the ref outside. You can hear him yelling at them in the ring to smile.
Really?
Someone's like, smile, smile, like telling them to make sure and smile. Wow. I think it was Nia Jax.
Oh, yeah, because she's got to be beautiful, right? Because they can't let anybody realize she's overweight.
But then they put her in that fucking getup.
Yeah, skin tight spandex. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, it was.
As a fellow overweight fat person, you're not going to get me in a suit like that.
It looks like fucking Missy Elliott, you know, in that fucking you know, with the inflated garbage bag on her. Yes. That's what she looks like.
Like, I've refused, like, going down, like, because I was invited to Whitewater rafting once. And I got there, and I seen I had to wear a wetsuit and a life jacket. I was like, yeah, fuck this.
There's no way to, like, you're, like, in a wetsuit? Like, ugh.
Yeah, just as uncomfortable as can be because, you know, every last person is looking at you and laughing when you turn around. It's like, dude, fuck this.
Yeah, let's pass on that shit, huh? Talk about Lucha Underground a little bit, I guess. I thought it was pretty good. This is the mid-season finale, which is kind of unfortunate.
Yeah.
It's coming back summer 2017.
So yeah, because they can't start shooting until September or something, isn't it?
Oh, is that the deal? They were originally going to film it in February, but I don't know. Shit didn't go as planned there.
I think something else had the temple, it was using the temple, because I believe I heard somebody say that they were at the temple last week and it was a completely different setup.
What?
Yeah. Well, it's only rented, right? It's basically a Hollywood backlot that people use. It was being used for a Chinese movie.
Weird.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. Started off with Quit Dario and Delgado in his office. So funny that they got that guy to play Delgado.
So dude, so good. Like, there's the storyline to this show, and, well, to every Lucha Underground show, the storyline stuff is absolutely incredible.
Fuck yeah. Well, they have real actors.
Well, yeah.
Like, it's smart. Like, oh, we're going to have a guy, you know, play this Dario character who's going to be the main guy. Let's actually get an actor. Wow, there's a novel idea.
Yeah. Let's not get a model off the street.
Let's not get the owner's fucking daughter or son.
Yeah.
In comes El Dragon Azteca. He says that he wants to fight the monster Matanza in a death match. So they set that up for later in the show. Which they played in there too. Like, he calls up and changes the main event. So, you know, it wasn't Mundo.
The all night long match.
Right.
I'm assuming they're saving that for when they return. Hey, that should be the first episode when they return.
Yeah, probably. The good cut to the Vamp, and he really sells that shit good. Being
he was brooding.
Yeah, he's pissed off over the Mil Muertes attack. Yeah, tell El Tejano and Joey Ryan. It was a great match. Joey Ryan's so fantastic.
He literally had a pube, or not a pube, but a hair on his lollipop, and he put it in his mouth. It's absolutely disgusting and he's fucking hilarious.
He's coming here this month for our friends Fully Loaded Wrestling.
Oh, jealous.
So, yeah, keep an eye out for that on Fully Loaded TV on YouTube. There'll be his match coming up on there. He's taking on, I forget the dude's name offhand, I apologize, who is kind of a Joey Ryan, but fat character.
Nice.
Wrestles up here. He'll like a fucking fat dude in, like, little trunks and suspenders. Oh, and he'll, nice. Like, go and sit down in the crowd and eat, like, pizza and shit mid-match. It's awesome, dude. Oh, so nice. I'm excited to see the match between those two. It's going to be fucking... It's a great matchup. Tahano takes the victory in that. After Brenda throws in a golden horseshoe. I love how they're trying to get Tahano as a client. And like I love Famous B, man, doing the Tahano. Tahano! Hey, partner! Like, he's all dressed like a cowboy.
Yeah, even the girl is dressed up like a cowgirl and everything.
Yeah, he's... Dude, that guy really does a good job. Like, that comedy match they had...
it's Masquerita Sangrada?
Right, where Masquerita Sangrada, like, fucking whips his ass pillar to post. It's awesome, dude. It's, like, it's so well done. I had to hit him up. Facebook friends with him. He's a fucking friendly dude. But, yeah, I'm like, dude, that was fucking great, man. He's... Love that guy. Just his... Him as a manager is great. I don't know. Like, dude, WWE, sign this guy.
Yeah, I mean, he's probably got that... ridiculous Lucha Underground contract, so
bring that guy in to manage. I know, like, to me, managing is a lost art.
Oh, completely.
Sucks. It's like, dude, he does a really great job of it. You know, there's not a lot of people out there who are doing it anymore, much less as good as he does it. Plus, he can take bumps, you know, so he's great for that.
Yeah,
perfect.
It's one thing Bobby Heenan couldn't do properly.
He took bumps.
He took bumps, but he wasn't like necessarily trained to take bumps.
Sure he was. He was a wrestler.
Was he?
Yeah, he was.
Oh, fair enough. That's way before my time.
He was actually a great wrestler. There's a lot of people who said like he was a super good wrestler, and like if he just stayed with the actually in-ring, he would have been like a huge star at that.
Huh. I can't say I've ever seen a Bobby Heenan match.
Out there, go check him out, man. That's why he would get physical in his earlier days when he was younger, you know. But yeah, Mundo in the ring with the Worldwide Underground. I love those guys. Well, I don't like PJ Black.
I don't like PJ Black, but I love Jack Evans.
Dude, he's so good in this ring.
Yeah.
He is a fucking great heel. Brian Cage versus Veneno, who I looked up on the line, I guess is a Mexican wrestler. For CMLL, I believe, or was with them. I don't know if it's the same guy or what. I mean, I don't know. Didn't seem to be much to the character here.
No, he seems like he was just a feeder for Cage.
Yeah, it turns out that he's the guy who was putting the spiders in Sexy Star's locker. So I imagine you're going to get the Sexy Star and Veneno match.
Fair enough. So, does Veneno mean anything to do with spiders?
It does. It means, yeah, I think so. Let's see here. I'll poison. Look it up. It means poison?
Yeah. Venom. It means,
yeah, poison. Okay. Well, there you go. Yeah. Not a lot there. Cage wins. He's got the fucking super glove thing, you know, like.
The big Hulk glove that speaks.
It's like something you get in a video game after beating a level, you know?
Yeah, yeah. It's like a pre-order expansion.
Yeah. So that shit's pretty good. We had then Puma backstage with Katrina. This would be interesting when they finally get around to Puma and Mill.
Oh yeah, no, it's the two. They've had great matches before.
Yeah. And the Azteca Jr. and Montanza death match I thought was pretty awesome.
Are they dead now?
What's that?
Because the death match, I would imagine Lucha Underground, a death match means somebody's dying.
Oh, I don't know.
So, like, the way that Cueto sold the Matanza fall through the building.
Yeah.
And he just made everybody leave.
Yeah.
Did he die? I don't know.
Yeah, that was cool. And also that spot that Dragon took, too, like, through the fucking stands. That was pretty cool.
Oh, yeah. The match itself was great. I loved it.
Yeah. Plus, you get Ray, you know, Ray shows up, and that's good shit. I enjoyed it. Unfortunately, we're not going to have Lucha to talk about for a while.
No. No, we won't.
That's a bummer, man.
Is there anything going to be replacing it, Jim, that you know of?
I don't know. Well, probably end up. Maybe I'll end up watching something else instead of it. You know, I'm not gonna say for sure. Like, we'll be doing this.
Yeah. And then one episode is like, fuck, I don't want to watch that no more.
Yeah, I mean, maybe it'll give me a chance to watch some like Ring of Honor or something.
Yeah.
I haven't watched Ring of Honor like in a while. So
I record it every week on the Fight Network, but I don't always get around to watching it.
It's too much, dude. Yeah. It's too much wrestling. So yeah, that's pretty much the fucking week in wrestling right there.
It is. Should we, Jim, move on to our questions?
Yeah, that's a new thing. We just kind of threw that on Twitter like, what, 12 hours ago?
Yeah.
But yeah, you can email us audio questions. Pretty easy to do on your phone. There's, you know, a million apps out there. Super easy. Email us over audio question or, you know, make me laugh or something. Keep it to like a minute or two. I don't want any like crazy fucking long shit.
Yeah, when I realized, remember when we, when you did the wrestle rant for Glow?
Yeah.
And I ended up doing mine. Mine was egregiously long, like a fucking asshole.
Oh, I don't know how long they were supposed to be.
I didn't either.
Pretty short. But yeah, you can send us questions, supercitylimits@mail.com. And, you know, we'll use it on the show. And this be cool. Thing we'll try out. Because, you know, we're continuing to add new things, man, to the show. So,
hell yeah. If there's no guests, there's no game show. We got questions.
Yeah, there you go. But, yeah, so send those over. Which one you got first here?
The first one I got is from Grapple Vision on YouTube.
Hi, guys. This is Grapple Vision from YouTube. And I had a question about the Hall of Fame. This year, three names in particular that they're putting in are DDP, Christian, and Rick Rude. And nothing against the picks, but I found it kind of weird that they were throwing in those three names all in one year, when there have been a few instances where they've kind of struggled to figure out who they're going to put as like the big marquee name, and then they have other problems figuring out, you know, just who to bring in. You know, you have Coco Beware in there, and there's nothing against Coco, but probably wouldn't have put him in there as early as they did. Starting to look like they're going to have to call Santino in a couple of years to fill in the Hall of Fame.
True.
So my question is, why do you think they put in those three guys all in one year, and you think they kind of blew their load there? Looking forward to your answer, and keep up the great work, guys.
There you go. Grapple Vision. Check that out on YouTube. They got a lot of cool videos and shit.
What a sultry voice.
Yeah, right?
That guy, fuck like, me, man. You almost lost my pants.
So, the Hall of Fame. It's awesome. I think that I think there's only one marquee name in there, dude. Am I wrong?
Rick Rude
is like, yeah.
Christian seems like a throwaway one, and DDP had what, two good years?
Yeah. I mean, they were in WCW. They weren't in WWE.
No.
To me, I view it that way. I don't think DDP is a Hall of Fame headliner. I guess I don't know who's going to headline, really, because the dead person can't headline, can they?
You would think not. No, like who's going to accept it? You want the?
Yeah, when they put Macho Man in, was that the headline?
No, wasn't it Kevin Nash?
Oh, I don't know. I think you have to be alive to technically headline.
Yeah.
But yeah. I've put those on different tiers. I mean, to me, it depends how you look at it, I guess. You know, Rick Rude wasn't the champion, really. He didn't. He had kind of a short career in the, you know, scheme of things before he got hurt.
Yeah.
But, dude, come on, dude. Rick Rude is fucking awesome. To me, he's the headliner of it.
So far, they haven't announced anybody else, but like as of right now, Rick Rude has to be the headliner.
Yeah, they may not go last because he's not, you know, with us, but to me, he's on a whole other. I don't think you could headline a Hall of Fame with DDP or Christian.
No.
You know, you can headline it with
talk about Christian Cage.
What's that?
What are you going to do? Talk about Christian Cage?
They're going to add Goldberg, dude. They'll probably add Goldberg.
That's my thoughts as well.
And he'll headline it just on name, you know, just on name alone.
Pretty much. That's the way I've been thinking it.
I do think those are all three good picks for a change. You know, so far we don't have a Coco Beware or Rikishi. you know, awful fucking inductee.
Yeah.
So, so far, so good, man.
Yeah, at least with Christian, you're going to get Edge, and Christian, there's going to be some banter. It's going to be funny. You know,
it's just who puts in, I mean, obviously Edge puts in Christian. Who puts in Rick Rude?
It's definitely not going to be Bobby Heenan, that's for sure.
Not, I mean, like, you know, if Kurt was still alive, it'd be Kurt, but.
Yeah. Is there another, anybody else from Minnesota?
Could be any of those Minnesota guys. I mean, they're not going to let Scott Norton do
it. It might be, they might get fucking, what's his name? Michael McGillicuddy. What's his fuck? Curtis Axel.
Oh, yeah.
They might do that. I don't know.
It'd be interesting. It'll be interesting to see, because I know one of Rick's sons died a couple years ago in a motorcycle accident. So, but he does have one son, another son. Rick Rude does, but be interesting to see. And then who puts in who inducts DDP?
Scott Hall and Jake Snake, I would imagine.
One of them, Hall.
I say both. Maybe not Jake the Snake. He seems to be going off the rails a little bit sometimes. But
I don't like him talk.
The Jake it's the like Snake.
Yeah, we get it. You fucking almost died. Yeah, fuck.
We've all seen the movie. It's on Netflix.
Yeah, exactly. We've seen the movie, Jay. Come on.
Yeah.
But well, yeah, man.
Not to veer off track, but something we didn't mention at all. Perry fucking Saturn. Jesus.
I was not going to mention it, because I kind of put up a vague post.
I knew what the post was about. That's why I wanted to bring it up. Hate
about that from people.
No, I agree. I would never give him money. Get a real fucking job.
Get a job?
Work at a grocery store. Bag fucking groceries. Be a normal human being.
Rick Steiner fucking sells real estate. I mean, Glenn Jacobs sells insurance.
Yeah, Scott Steiner has a fucking Waffle House.
Yeah, come on. I posted up, the Big Lebowski fucking thing. I suggest your parents did get a job, sir.
I popped hard when I seen that.
People are like, he didn't make that. Like, he did, actually. Look it up online. He made, when he jumped to WWE, he got $250,000 a year. Plus, in WWE, he's like 99 WCW. The guy was making like $350,000.
Yeah, do you think he was making chump change in WCW? No.
I mean, I'm not going to say, like, oh, you shouldn't donate. That's not what I'm saying at all. If you want to donate to a guy, by all means, man, go ahead. But that's what I think, and that's just like, I don't understand why I took heat for it, because it's like, this is just my opinion.
Well, when you're allowed to have your opinion, just not in the wrestling industry.
This is what I think, that's all. Get a job. Why can't you get a job fucking doing anything? I have to go to work every day. You made millions of dollars and you wasted on drugs and bullshit. Same thing with like Sabu. It's like, he probably didn't make a ton of money in his career, but he made enough money that he should be... Like, how do you not prepare? You know that you have no health insurance. Obviously, you're going to need some surgeries as you get older, because your body's fucking broken.
Yep.
Think ahead, man. There's guys out there who are smart with their money. Mick Foley was smart with his money.
Oh, completely.
Oh. His whole career, all he fucking was saving every cent he could. He'd go to hotels and sleep in the lobby, dude.
That's a little much, but...
He'd sleep in the lobby, like, with newspapers over him, like a fucking hobo.
You're making $100,000 a year, yet you're sleeping in the fucking lobby. Get a room, you cheap fucking bastard.
Yeah, exactly. But, you know, maybe don't blow all your money on fucking coke and hookers and shit.
Yeah. Or, instead of donating something to somebody that will probably get wasted on coke and hookers, how about you donate to a podcast?
Yeah, like Suplex City Limits.
Yeah, you see what I did there?
You can donate on our Patreon or on fucking PayPal. Or you could buy a t-shirt.
Exactly, see?
Keep helping. Help keep the lights on over at Suplex. we got another question from at Aaron Echoes on Twitter.
Yes, and you know what? The first thing I thought of when I seen at Aaron Echoes, was the guy from the Memphis 3 or whatever, the people that the guy that they blame for killing all those children in Memphis, Damien Echoes. Yeah. That's I don't know why I immediately thought of that, but anyway.
Well, as far as I'm aware, he hasn't killed any children, but. What you do in your own time is, you know, I don't know.
Yeah, it's all up to you, man. But here's the question.
So, since you guys have been around wrestling a lot longer than I have,
that's old.
I don't remember too much of WCW because I was really young. what were some of the really high and low points of WCW towards the end and the beginning of the company?
Cheers.
Jesus.
Dude, there's some highs, there's some lows too. Highs, classic era, mid-80s, Ric Flair, Ricky Steamboat, Dusty Rhodes, Four Horsemen. Those are all high points.
Yep. Low points, low from that era would be RoboCop.
Dude, low would be the Jim Herd era.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Bill Watts was no better.
The Ding Dongs, fucking Arachnaman.
Everybody thinking Ric Flair was past his prime.
Dark Scorpion. Shockmaster.
Oh yeah, how could we forget the Shockmaster? Who's in hospital right now with bad health?
Oh, is he? He's a good guy, man. Uncle Fred. Fred Ottoman. That's his name.
I know.
Like, do these guys sit here and act like they know a lot about wrestling? Did you know Tugboat's name was Fred Ottoman? I didn't think so.
I did.
I didn't mean you. I meant them.
Oh, them. Oh, them. Them. So let's see. Later on, you had David Arquette as the champion. That was a piss poor move.
Well, good. I mean, once you got into like the cruiserweights, man. You know, the cruiserweights were a high point. That'd be like
95 to 96, 97.
NWO, obviously a high point.
Until they got the fourth or fifth member.
That was the low point, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, but honestly, the fucking end, you know, the Russo era. You know, Norman Smiley in a fucking football helmet and shit. And
screaming Norman?
Yeah. Or, yeah, Arquette. I mean, that's obviously a low point. That's probably the lowest point, the end of it.
Yeah.
With Russo at helm. Shit's pretty fucking awful. But yeah, I don't know, man. It's probably the worst, really.
That's like, we could do a whole show on WCW.
Yeah, dude, I grew up, but that's my favorite shit. Like, growing up, I was a WCW fan. When people were watching the Attitude Era, I was like watching WCW going, okay, I guess. The Thrash and Thrash? Okay, cool. I'm going to watch this Dean Malenko match over here. So, because you guys have fun with the Oddities versus Mosh and Thrasher or whatever the fuck.
Yeah. That's so bad. Dude.
Cruiserweights, man, that was a high point too. Like Starrcade 95 with the New Japan and WCW like co-promoted show.
Oh yeah, with that Mudon and everything.
Yeah, where it's like every match is a New Japan guy versus a WCW guy.
Yeah, it's kind of like what they do in ROH now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is the tits. And I think for a younger person like that, I almost envy it. You know, if you're younger and you're like WCW, what's going on here? Let me check this out. That's with so the amazing. Network. What an amazing thing that is, like, to not really know and just go back and start watching like Starrcade 85 and shit. Like, holy fuck. A lot of good shit in there, man. So yeah, the network, all of it right there for you. Can't go wrong. So yeah, there you go. Send us your questions or comments, whatever. SuplexCityLimits@gmail.com. And maybe we'll put them on the show. That's pretty
just
cool.
Just like these two.
I like that.
I did too. That was fun.
And before we get to the Hall of Fame and get the fuck out of here, it's just always, you know, shout outs to some of our friends. Check their shows out. Check out, you know, Fully Loaded Wrestling on the Fight TV app and on YouTube. If you're in this part of the world, definitely check out their shows. Wrestling Soup, of course, your show, The Federation.
Oh, thank you, good sir.
Sat Pod, Falcon 1974 on YouTube, Gorgeous Losers of Wrestling podcast, Out of the Van podcast, and shout outs to the Cool Kids MMA Wrestling group on Facebook and the Secret Jabroni Society also on Facebook. If you want to talk wrestling with cool people, check those groups out. Not like fucking Reddit scum.
Have you noticed one thing that since I have started, we have been able to keep Vince Russo off the air?
Yeah.
I got a great firewall.
Don't say his name too many times.
No, that was the only time. I think we've said it once more in the show. We can't say it a third time, so don't worry about it.
Okay, we're good. And you want to do the Hall of Fame this week?
Yeah, the Hall of Fame this week. Somebody that actually, I was going through your Hall of Fame, and I was surprised to see he wasn't there. Kenta Kobashi.
Mm. Yeah, I haven't gotten around to, still only got, we've got a long ways to go with the Hall of Fame, so.
Oh, definitely. You got to save some.
Right. A worthwhile inductee. He'd be the 89th inductee into the Suplex City Limits Hall of Fame. The most prestigious Hall of Fame in all of podcasting.
Yeah, some great matches with Stan Hansen, Vader, Misawa. Like you can, there's matches with Togi Makabe that are good. It's well worth your watch to go subscribe to Classic Purizo or Classic. I don't know how to pronounce PURO83 on YouTube. There's a lot of Kenta Kobashi matches there.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Nice. Yeah, I mean, I can't think of him without thinking about like Misawa, really.
Yeah, I know. There's three Misawa. Fantastic Misawa matches.
Yeah, definitely. It's fucking just a really good. Those guys that's like on a different level. And those Japanese guys who are just like, just so fucking good.
Isn't Kobashi the innovator of the Burning Hammer?
Yes, sir. I believe he is.
Yeah. That's one contribution to wrestling right there.
A move that no one does anymore because it's way too fucking. Because it's way too dangerous.
Brian Kendrick managed to squeak it into CWC.
Yeah, it's the the inverted Death Valley driver. Yeah, fucking. Beautiful. He only used it 7 times, dude.
Dude, they kept that move so strong. So strong.
Mm. He also did the Orange Crush, which is a fucking another sweet move.
Beautiful fucking move.
Vertical suplex power bomb. Vertical brain buster. Yeah.
Yeah, he had a great arsenal.
Black Crush, the vertical suplex cutter.
Yeah, the sleeper suplex.
Yeah, dude, he did, right?
Yep. Beautiful guy.
Very fucking good shit. Worth checking out. And too, like, if you're not familiar with Misawa, Misawa's like on a whole fucking other level.
Yeah. And if you need a push to see a Kobashi match, Samoa Joe and Kenta Kobashi in ROH in 05. Amazing match. Amazing.
Yeah, definitely worth checking out there too. So you can check out our Hall of Fame. It's on our Facebook page under the album section. We've got everybody who's been inducted there. He's worth perusing while you take a shit or something. Maybe you're stuck at a train. Check it out.
Who the fuck is stuck at a train? Oh, stuck at a train. I get stuck at trains all the time.
Fucking right, see? Yeah, definitely check that out. And I think that's going to do it for this week, eh?
I think so. I think we've drastically covered everything we could.
Hell yeah. Fucking solid
episode. Oh, no.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. I think that's going to do it. So next week we'll be back with more shenanigans as we build towards the Rumble and TakeOver.
And I wonder what show is going to be better.
Yeah, right?
Fuck me.
Never know.
Yeah.
But until then, we thank you very much for listening. And as always, may you get all of the dick and or pussy you desire. And remember that a winner is you.